Today we're joined by Tony Nicholas from the General Buerta Old Boys Association Bursary, who provide opportunities to selected students to a life-changing opportunity to a world-class education in the maritime industry. Hi Tony, thanks for joining us.
Only a pleasure, and I feel rather honoured. Thank you.
Well, can we start with the General Buerta training ship? What did it represent in its heyday, and why does its legacy still matter?
At the time, it was commissioned, only military vessels are commissioned, so the correct terminology would be named or christened. In 1922, it was bought by a very wealthy, it was an ex-Royal Navy cruiser, and it was bought by a very wealthy businessman from Durban, who donated it to the government of South Africa for use as a training ship. So 2022, you can do the math, we celebrated our centenary, and the byline was a century of honorable duty. That was South Africa's first and only training ship that we've had in the intervening years. And it trains... had an annual intake in its heyday of about 75 youngsters, some as young as 13, per annum. So it was a 2-year course. So on average, there were 150 teenagers training on this old Royal Navy cruiser, which was moored just off Town Jetty in Simon, off Simonstown. To be brief, yes, over the intervening years, there's been many, many high-profile people trained on board that ship who became high-profile and, of course, low-profile like myself as well. And, the ship turned out no less than 4 chiefs of the South African Navy. There was even a Victoria Cross during the Second World War. When one looks at, talking about the Second World War, when one looks at the details of awards, decorations, medals, pro rata, it was one of the highest percentage-wise, as well as the Roll of Honor as well. There's 83 bones on our cenotaph. And again, pro rata, that was a very, very high number. Moving on, of course, into civilian worlds after the wars, whatever, etc. We've had a mayor of Johannesburg. Very senior directors of the National Shipping Line, etc. Who, in fact, that director was even awarded the Star of South Africa, a civilian decoration, going back some years. So that legacy lives on. And a few years ago, you mentioned our bursary fund in 2011. A group of us got together celebrating, quite a big group, celebrating our 30th anniversary of being on the training ship, 40th anniversary, which was mine back then, 50th anniversary and 60th anniversary. So those gentlemen were quite senior, as we call them, old salts. By that stage, we had them flying in from all over the world at that age, UK, Australia, all over. And I took them for a visit to Law Hill Maritime Center, which is part of Simonstown School. These old salts looked at that, and in fact, they nicknamed it my ad break, because in between a presentation where they took a short break, I stood up and said, by the way, old salts, we do sponsor a... annual prize to a deserving matriculant, grade 12 or of this establishment, but we cannot afford a bursary. They've nicknamed that my ad break now. And out of that was born our bursary fund. So we launched this bursary fund in 2011, awarded our first bursaries in 2012. And it's just grown quite exponentially since then. But of course, it's an ongoing, I don't know what the right word is, struggle, maybe, battle, to attract sponsors and so on. The initial funds were floated by members of our association, by our ex-cadets. And through our exposure, we've grown now. We've got a couple of codicils from ex-cadets, our old salts. We do rely now largely on corporate sponsorship. And that's again proving quite successful. But you could imagine that sponsorship, the companies and the individuals, the directors of the companies and whatever are targeting on sponsoring bursaries and so on. But we do much more than that. So we run what we call a sail and motor training program. We have been trying to think of a better name for it, but at the moment we haven't come up with a solution. And that program costs us quite a lot of money, and that's now over and above sponsoring bursaries.
And the program that you have, what are they taught, and who are these young people who want a maritime career?
These young people come from all over the country. So although Simonstown School is based in Cape Town, and we are primarily in Cape Town, although we do have branches and members elsewhere. In fact, we've got quite a strong branch in Durban. But the kids come from all over, inland, Bloemfontein, Welkom, all sorts of Pedi in the Eastern Cape and so on. So very often the initial attraction is a free bursary. So many of them arrive, not all of them, but many of them arrive here with no knowledge of the marine industry at all. Hence our motto of nurturing sea fever. And the Law Hill establishment, it's a boarding school. Very, very nice. It's more than home from home, actually, for these youngsters. And there they have three maritime subjects. Marine sciences, which is like marine biology. And then maritime economics, which is more targeting at youngsters for the shore employment in the maritime industry. With a shipping agency or something like that, or logistics. And then nautical science, which is the technical side of navigation and so on. And then from there, of course, we select for tertiary bursaries as well, for those that qualify academically and also have the aptitude and the goal to serve at sea for a number of years.
So what are they taught?
Well, they still do the normal school subjects. So they attend Simonstown School for the maths and science and English and Corsa and so on. But at Law Hill, as I said, they are taught how to navigate, doing chart work, ECTIS, which is electronic chart work, navigation, a little bit about celestial navigation. But of course, being at school level, that's would be fairly basic. It's in tertiary where they would pick it up more seriously.
Can you share examples of what happened to students? You know, where did they end up eventually?
Well, our primary objective is that we would like the youngsters to follow in our footsteps and actually embark on a seagoing career. And we do have quite a few of them at sea now, serving as officers, some still youngsters as cadets, apprentices. And we have, I think the most senior rank would be second officer, so they're sort of third in command on the ship. We have others, for example, one did her 3 years at the tertiary at university, which qualified her for seagoing navigating officer. But then she decided she liked law. Must admit, a similar thing happened to me when I was studying for my master's. I quite enjoyed arbitration, which delves into the maritime law. So, but anyway, that she changed goal completely and went off to University of Johannesburg and studied law. She's now a lawyer. And in fact, we've recently recruited her onto the board of our bursary fund as well. There's others in the shore maritime employment in logistics companies, working on tourist boats, for example. One of them who just matriculated last year is now running tourist boats with about 20 or 30 tourists on board all the way down our peninsula, all the way down to Cape Point, which is quite a responsibility. He's working for a diving company, in fact, so they've also trained him to dive and so on and et cetera. Yeah, I mean, they're all over.
So what's the feedback? Do they come out of there and think, I'm so glad, you know, I did this because it's really put me on a path that I maybe not would have thought of?
Definitely. We have quite a few accolades. I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, but in my presentation that I'll be doing in 2 weeks' time, I have listed a few of those accolades. But one recent one we received from a kid, he was talking about, he also matriculated last year, and he came from an area rural in the Eastern Cape. And when we get them on board in grade 10, one of the first things we do, we give them swimming lessons. And from that, and I've got a wonderful photograph of him first time in the pool, the Navy pool, having had his head dunked underwater and coming up, and the expression on his face is priceless. He was terrified. After the swimming lessons, we, in partnership with the National Sea Rescue Institute, we put him through another training course called Personal Survival Techniques. And the culmination of that short course is for them to jump off the town pier in Simonstown into the water. It's not terribly high, but maybe for, you know, obviously for most of them, it's quite intimidating. They are geared up with wetsuits and helmets that the NSRI provide and so on. And this youngster, I was there on the day taking photographs and filming and so on, and this youngster was absolutely terrified. Some of the girls really showed him up. He was terrified. He was backtracking, trying to disappear, and so on. But he eventually did it. And we just last week got a message from him. I think he posted it on LinkedIn, referring to that experience. And he said that whenever he's now faced with a challenge, he always thinks back to that. And that is giving him courage and goals in his life.
That's such a nice story. So just in short, to end off, Tony, what's your background? Do you still sail?
No, I'm an old salt as well. I retired in 2015, I think. I was born in the UK. My father was Royal Navy. And when the aircraft carrier HMS Eagle was commissioned, my father was part of the commissioning crew, so I was born about a month before, 2 months before the ship was commissioned. So I was baptized on board the ship. So it was from then, it was always my ambition to go to sea. which I did realize here when after we immigrated to South Africa. I joined the National Shipping Line and spent over 20 years at sea, I think it was. Certain circumstances, I ended up working in essentially a shore-based position, but traveling on the coast. I've traveled with big ships into Mozambique and so on. And again, circumstances out of that, I ended up taking over the office. So I didn't actually go back to sea. So then I finished my career running a shipping agency on behalf of an international shipping line. So it's been very highly successful. I enjoyed it, and it's good memories, but good training. You know, one comes out there with certain values. And our training ship, of course, no longer exists. The training continues. Our training ship was phased out in 1987. But as you know, we formed the bursary fund, and we view the bursary fund as the vehicle to perpetuate the legend of the training ship and those that trained in her.
Well, Tony Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us.
Only a pleasure, and we look forward to chatting again.